As the war in Vietnam progresses through 1966 and into 67, the Viet Cong develop new tactics to blunt the material advantages of the United States. The Americans' use of the helicopter allow U.S. units to patrol vast swaths of countryside and respond quickly to enemy activity. In turn, VC units mount sudden attacks and ambushes on vulnerable American units, then melt into the jungle when help is on the way. Bases along the Ho Chi Minh Trail in neighboring Laos and Cambodia allow the Viet Cong to retreat in the face of superior forces, where the Americans are forbidden to follow. American forces operate closely alongside the Army of the Republic of Vietnam to locate and destroy Viet Cong bases and supply caches, and to wrest control of the countryside from communist insurgents. Americans serve as advisors and aides to ARVN troops, especially in the hotly contested areas north of Saigon, known as War Zone C and the Iron Triangle. A series of operations with names like Attleboro and Cedar Falls are mounted to sweep this area clean of guerrilla activity. The difficulty of this task is compounded by the ingenious tunnel systems that crisscross this area. Dug by Viet Cong and local conscripts and well camouflaged, these underground structures range from simple spider holes and subterranean caches to elaborate bases with their own hospitals, munitions factories, and printing presses. Deep enough to be invulnerable to all but the largest American bombs, the tunnels allow the guerrillas to find safety and concealment until the Americans pass, then reemerge with their insurgency capabilities intact.